When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Ruth Navarra Mayo of Inquirer Super K. Welcome to another episode of a new Inquirer podcast, Let's Talk Oppa, powered by Puma Podcast. And for the next 20 minutes, we'll have a very sweet time as we talk about love, or words and phrases that you want to hear from your Oppa or Jagya. Sarangheyo is probably the second most recognizable Korean phrase for Filipinos next to Annyeonghaseyo. What can I say? Filipinos are romantic at heart. When you watch K-dramas, you often hear different versions of Sarangheyo. Sometimes it's Sarangha, Saranghamnida, Sarangha. Ano ba talaga? How do we express our love for someone correctly? How do we say our I love yous? Helping us understand Sarangheyo better is Sunsingnim Baekyungmin.
My name is Kyungmin Bae and I teach Korean language in UP Diliman since 2010. And I also work for UP Korea Research Center currently and do some Korea-related activities.
What is the difference between Sarangha to Sarangheyo?
It's just a matter of honorifics because Korean language has different levels of speech. So if you usually hear yo at the end of any utterance, it means you're just adding po or ho in Tagalog speech. So 사랑해요 is just being polite to anybody. So if someone is older than you or if you have to be respectful to someone else, you just say 사랑해요. But if someone is younger than you or if in the equal status, you can say 사랑해.
Again, even in I love yous, the honorifics play a role. In our second episode, we discussed how age is important for Koreans. They conjugate the end of their sentences to adjust to the situation. 사랑해요, like 안녕하세요, is a formal form of saying, I love you. It would be equivalent to saying, mahal ko po kayo. This is something that I repeatedly ask Sunsing Nimbe. In our culture kasi, we don't say mahal po kita to our boyfriends or girlfriends or husbands or wives. Unless, of course, you're teasing him or her. We most likely reserve mahal po kita or sarangheyo to our mom, dad, grandparents, or someone older than you that you respect. But Sunsing Nimbe says, it's not the case with Korean culture.
It's not just to whom address, but it's your attitude. Because 사랑합니다 compared to 사랑해요 is more respectful. Because if you have the sentence ending like 합니다 or 씁니다, it means you are in a formal situation. So, for instance, if you hear your favorite idols saying they love fans so much, they can say 사랑해요 or 사랑합니다. But if they want to express that more formally, they can say 사랑합니다.
She also added that you can say 사랑해 to someone older than you.
I think there's no rule because you can say any to any loved ones. For instance, even if your parents are older than you, you can still say 사랑해 because you're family, so you don't have to be very formal. When you text your father, for instance, you want to be cuter and you want to express your affection, you can also say 사랑해. You add some more charm or cuteness in your expression. So there's no such rule which should be used for which person, but it's just a variety of saying I love you in Korean language because it shows different levels of speech.
Of course, we also have informal ways of saying mahal kita. But have you noticed how if we are being playful, we naturally use a different language? We say, love you! Or in our family, because we are from Iloilo, we revert to Hiligaynon. So we say, langga taka, which also means mahal kita. Going back to Korean, the dictionary form of saranghaeyo is saranghada. Sarang is a noun which translates to love. Hada has a lot of meanings, but for this instance, we can say that it means to do or to have. So how do you say I love you to your oppa? Very easy. Drop the honorific. Remove yo in the saranghaeyo. A simple saranghae will do. This is what you call banmal or informal speech. It shows that you have a close relationship with the person you are talking to. Eh diba, this is something that we want, right? We want to be as close as possible to our oppa, even in speech. One of the most memorable confession scenes that I've seen in a K-drama for a long time is from the Netflix original, It's Okay to Not Be Okay. This drama is about a nurse played by Kim So-hyun who works in the psychiatric ward and a successful children's book author played by So Ye-ji who suffers from antisocial personality disorder. Ye-ji's character is very strong in this drama. She unabashedly told So-hyun that she wants him, and what she wants, she gets. He continuously rejected her advances because he does not let anyone get close to him, except for his brother who has special needs and his childhood friend. On episode 4, Ye-ji kept telling So-hyun that she loves him. Was she being honest? I actually don't know. I don't think she knows it herself. She just knows that she's obsessed with him. Ye-ji is so good at playing the part of someone with ASPD that even I find myself confused by her actions. Here's a clip from episode 4 of It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
Yeah!
So Ye-ji asks,
아니, 못 때문에 빡쳤는데? 어?
What are you so angry about?
내가...
Kim Soo-yeon answers,
까먹었어. 네가 남들이랑 다른 사람인 걸.
I forgot that you're different from others.
잠깐 까먹었어.
I forgot that for a while.
나도 모르게 너한테 뭘 기대하고 있었나 봐.
I must have unknowingly expected something from you. So Ye-ji asks,
나한테 뭘 기대했는데?
What did you expect from me?
이제 없어졌단 거.
It's gone now, he answers, and then walks away. So calls out to him,
사랑해.
I love you. It stops him in his tracks. She smiles triumphantly. She tells him again,
사랑해, 강태 씨.
I love you, 강태 씨. He sighs and then walks again. Desperately, she shouts,
사랑한다고.
I love you.
사랑한다니까.
I really love you. Kim continues to walk away. You're running away again? I said I love you. Why are you leaving? Why? I love you. I love you. In some way, Ye-ji used saranghae as a weapon. She used it as a means to make So-hyun stay. The trick probably worked for her before, but not with him. So she ends up getting more riled than satisfied. If you want your I love you to be more effective than Ye-ji's, be sincere about it, or why not level up your cuteness? You can also use saranghae the egyo way. Egyo means to be cute when you express something. K-pop fans, you know how much we love when our idols do the aegyo? We actually spend hours watching them do aegyo on a loop in YouTube, diba? Saranghaeng is the aegyo way. Here's Sunsaeng Nimbae to explain.
Aegyo is not just about the language, but it can be by gestures or body language or the way they act. It really means you are acting cute or you just show more charming side of yours to your close ones. Like 사랑해, if you add some NG sound at the end of your utterance, it already says you have some cuteness in your conversation. But it's not just about the language, like how you can use the language, because it can be by accent, or it can be by intonation, or it can be by the nasal sound, like the Korean girls would say in some Korean dramas.
For non-K-pop fans listening in, the perfect example of an aegyo in action is the viral song Hyeyeomi. You know, that song where the singer kisses their fingertips in the end? The cute song and the cute actions are all aegyo. But aegyo is not for everyone. It can be really cute or really cringy. Sunsaeng Nimbae says aegyo is not a prerequisite between couples.
It depends how they like each other, because if the girl or the boyfriend is not really a type of a very sweet person, they wouldn't really go for aegyo because it's not really a must between a couple. Maybe because I'm Korean, but when I watch Korean TV shows, sometimes it's too much by some male celebrities, and I find it quite funny, but for foreign fans or foreign viewers, I think they find it very fantastic because it's quite extraordinary that boys are so being cute and they are very touchy and they are really expressive. But I can really generally say young people express more aegyo these days.
We keep hearing saranghaeyo in the dramas that we love. But are Koreans really expressive with their feelings?
Yeah, I would say that, because in my parents' generations, it was not really a virtue that they express how they really feel, regardless how much you love someone. But I think it was just pervasive in a Korean society that you don't really express how you really feel. It's not just about love, but like how much, let's say you're angry or you have something to talk about, but you just keep it inside. But these days, perhaps because of mass media and some Western influences as well, these days young generations are relatively more expressive. And I think that's what some foreign viewers also watch. Perhaps that's why some foreigners are interested how and why Koreans have changed their attitude in expressing their emotion.
Because times have changed, you can express how much you love your oppa as much as you want. Let's review how to say I love you in different ways. Let's listen to Sunsaeng Nimbae.
사랑해요.
Remember, itong ginagamit mo if you want to be formal. Typically, use it for your parents and grandparents.
사랑합니다.
This is very formal. Idols use it when they address their fans because they always want to put their fans higher than them.
사랑해
is the informal form of I love you.
사랑해.
And then, finally, ito ang ginagamit mo pag gusto mong magpa-cute sa mahal mo.
Hello, Philippines. 안녕하세요, 배우 현빈입니다.
This episode of Let's Talk Oppa is brought to you by Smart. Get your K-drama binge on with the Philippines' fastest mobile data network.
Mahal ko kayo, Smarties. Simple, smart ako.
If you want variety and you want to express affection towards another person, there are many ways. Diba nga, even the stoic and serious Captain Reed crash landing on you expressed his love for Yun Seri in a unique way. Okay, for those who have not watched Chloe yet, the Netflix drama is about a North Korean officer and a South Korean heiress. They met when she paraglided and landed accidentally on the North Korean border. It stars Hyun Bin as Captain Ri and Son Ye-jin as Yun Seri. Captain Ri wrote a series of scheduled text messages to Seri before he was supposed to leave for North Korea, so she could read them for an entire year while they were apart. At this point, hindi nila alam kung makikita pa sila. Captain Ri showed one way of saying I love you, through words and action. Let's go back to that scene on episode 16 of the series, Crash Landing on You. Captain Ri writes, I hope you won't miss the small happiness that you can find in your everyday life.
당신이 일상 속에서 찾을 수 있고 찾아야 할 작은 행복들을 놓치지 말아줬으면 하고.
Seri thinks out loud.
함께 봄을 맞아본 적
We've never welcomed spring or sweated during the summertime together.
며칠에 한 번씩
But thanks to his messages that came like presents every few days or so,
새로운 계절을
It felt like we were spending every season together. I was afraid if I were sad, he would be too.
난 최선을 다해서 웃고
So I tried my best to laugh.
감사하고
To be thankful.
행복하려고 노력했다.
And to be happy. She was drinking soju when she received the final text from Captain Ri. It reads, Since it's 12 a.m., it must be your birthday.
생일 축하하오.
Happy birthday. Seri says to her phone,
고마워요.
Thank you. Captain Ri writes,
이게 마지막 문자가
I'm afraid this will be my last message.
예약은
Apparently,
1년밖에 되질 않는다고
scheduled 하고. Messages have a one-year limit.
And I must go now.
She replies to her phone,
정말?
Really? He writes,
꽃은 폈는지
I wonder if the flowers have bloomed. She answers,
폈어요.
They have. He writes, They're Edelweiss. She replies,
알아요.
I know. He writes,
우리
Let's meet in the country where those flowers bloom.
언제라고 약속할 수는 없어.
I cannot tell you the exact date.
난 나대로, 당신은 당신대로 노력하다 보면 운명이 우릴 거기 데려다 주지 않을까.
But if we both try our best, perhaps fate will be on our side.
그렇게.
At first glance, it's a clue that he's given her to meet in Switzerland. But even the flowers symbolize how much he loves her. Edelweiss represents the love of people who will give up their lives for their loved ones. This is what Captain Ri has done for Seri, diba? He risked his life so many times to save her. You can read more about it in the article I wrote titled Why did Yun Bin ask Son Ye-jin to meet where Edelweiss blooms in Crash Landing on You at the Inquirer Super website? If you want to put more effort into saying how much you love someone, you can be as poetic as Captain Ri. But there are also ways to tell someone you like them without saying I love you or saranghae. You can tell him or her, Nanin nekoya. Which means, you are mine. I mentioned the song Giyomi earlier, and you can actually hear Neko in the lyrics. You can be forceful with this phrase, and play the part of a possessive lover. Nanun Neko ya! Or, you can do the eggy way and be cute. Nanun Neko ya! When you want to express how much you want to be with someone forever, my advice is Sansing Nimbe on how to say it.
Will you stay with me forever or will you be with me forever together? 영원히 함께 해줄래?
Boys or girls, if you really are sure that you met the one, you can say the endgame phrase. Let's get married.
나랑 with me. 결혼. 결혼 is marriage or wedding. So 결혼해 줄래? 나랑 결혼해 줄래?
Pagkatapos mo siyang ayaing magpakasal, say sarang hey after. Yee! So, what are the words that you can say to Opa when you go out on a date? Let's find out on the next episode of Let's Talk Opa, an Inquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. Our thanks to Sinsing Nimbe for joining us in this episode. If you want to learn Korean from her, follow the page of UP Department of Linguistics, where they will post announcements on the schedule of Korean classes. Again, this has been your host, Ruth Navarra Mayo of Inquirer Super K. Follow Super K on Facebook and Super on Instagram and Twitter. If you like this episode, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Anchor. Have a safe day! Sarangam nida!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.